Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Vast majority of Wyoming school kids do get vaccinated. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A new school year is upon us and families are racing to complete back-to-school lists, but how many will get the required vaccines with COVID-19 skepticism still so high? Initial data suggests the vast majority will. According to an article from WyoFile, schools in Wyoming don't require COVID-19 vaccines, but the inoculations are encouraged by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Instead, years-old requirements range from vaccines against hepatitis B to measles to polio. The latest data from the 2021-2022 school year shows that more than 92% of Wyoming kindergartners had gotten the required vaccines. Quote, the big takeaway is that the vast majority of Wyoming school children continue to receive the required vaccines by the time they enter school, according to Wyoming Department of Health spokesperson Kim Detai. Quote, at the same time, there have been small dips in the coverage percentages and some increases in exemption number, she added, referring to the data ending in 2022. Well, this was starting to be a concern across the country about decreasing rates before the pandemic, and then the pandemic likely had some additional effects. Federal funds also bolstered a Wyoming-specific campaign urging residents to consider vaccination. Based on an archival news clip about a Basin man who died from tetanus after shaving, Detai said the commercial, quote, takes a lighter approach to reminding residents of the successes vaccines have had over time. Quote, one of the reasons affecting vaccination rates is likely that younger generations are not familiar with many of the diseases vaccines can prevent, Detai said. These diseases may not seem like real threats today. The mandatory vaccine with the lowest uptake in Wyoming, according to kindergartner records, was the one for tetanus and diphtheria. About 92.5% of the school kids had that vaccine versus 94.6% who were vaccinated against hepatitis B. Students can be exempted from vaccine requirements for religious and medical reasons. The latter is, quote, very rare, Detai said. Statewide vaccination information from last year and this coming year's school kids is not yet available, and Detai said she doesn't know when it will be. It is required by the state for anyone attending school to provide documentary proof of immunization within the first 30 days of the school year. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.